I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Well, here we are with the first show of a new year, and my first inclination was to talk about how we all get a fresh start to find more and better stuff with our detectors. It's a new chance to resolve to make 2014 a better year than 2013, maybe make some specific resolutions we'll probably break before the first week is over, and things like that. But then I saw a news item I wanted to talk about, and if I wait until my next show, it'll be too late. So here you go. The price of a stamp to mail a regular letter will go up from 46 cents to 49 cents on Monday, January 27. Now, the post office says this is just a temporary hike and will last just 2 years. Well, unless inflation forces them to make it permanent. So what do you think? Yeah, me too. Not much chance of it coming back down. When I was a kid in the 1950s, a stamp cost 3 cents. In 1958, it went up to 4 cents. In 1963, 5 cents. Then 6, 8, 10, 13, 15, 18, 20, ever faster and faster until it hit our current 46 cents last January. This is the third January in a row that we've seen a price increase. But here's what makes the whole thing just a bit intriguing. You can buy a 46 cent forever stamp today, and on January 27, it magically turns into a 49-cent stamp. With that in mind, let's do some math. If you deposited 46 cents today in a bank account that paid 6.5% simple interest, exactly 1 year from today, your 46 cents would have grown to 49 cents. When's the last time you heard of a bank paying 6.5% interest? Most of them pay less than 1%. So a 6.5% return in today's market is fantastic. And that's not all. The 6.5% is what you get if you wait a full year. What if you bought your stamps the day before the fee increase? They would go from 46 cents to 49 cents in 1 day, not 1 year. Hold on now, because the annual interest on that 1 day rise comes out to 2,373% per year. Do you hear what I'm saying? The best investment you'll ever make, unless you buy gold mine stock that pays off big or hit all the right numbers on the super lottery, is buying forever stamps just before the price increase. The annual percentage of interest you earn depends on when you actually use the stamps. Use them the next day and it's over 2,000%, like I said, or use them a full year later and you've still earned 6.5%. Anytime in between and your interest rate is also somewhere in between. If you buy them now and hold on to them for 2 years, your effective interest rate will still be over 3%, much better than your bank offers. Of course, the hang-up is that you don't earn any interest at all until you actually use them to mail something. So you probably don't want to sink your life savings into forever stamps. But it would be a good idea to buy a few rolls of them unless you just don't use stamps at all. Now, another benefit of those forever stamps is that you don't have to use them on letters. They're good for anything that takes U.S. postage. If you mail a package, you can use your forever stamps, and they're worth 49 cents each rather than the 46 cents you paid. If the package costs, say, $9.80 to mail, your forever stamps drop the cost to just $9.20. And if you're thinking, this guy's an idiot, who's going to go to all that trouble to save a few cents? Well, in your case, you may be right. In my case, I sell a lot of books that I have to mail, and by using those forever stamps, I can keep my shipping costs down so that I won't have to raise my prices, even though I'm paying more, on paper, to send those books out. Okay, if you think all that's ridiculous, try this one. Is it worth your time to pick up a penny you see on the sidewalk? Well, I just did a very scientific study with a stopwatch, and I found that it takes about 1 second to bend over and pick up a penny as you're walking. I multiplied that out and found that when you pick up a penny, you're earning the equivalent of $36 an hour. If it's a nickel, you're up to $180 an hour. And, of course, you're earning $360 per hour if you pick up a dime. So, I guess I should say, keep looking down. Thanks for listening, and for some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. And if you order my book and let me use a bunch of those forever stamps, I'll be happy to sign the book for you, too. Just let me know. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.